think there is a positive. I think there's a positive to it being warm outside, and that being I do have like more energy. You know, when I wake up and leave for class and it's a nice day, I'm a lot more excited to start the day. And if I sit outside and do my work, I usually stay up from it. But the negative is I do then just want to also chill and tan and play games and do fun, warm activities.
I agree.
Okay, so another current event topic I have is Egypt unearthed 8 mummies and 3,500-year-old tombs. So the mission removed 450 cubic meters of debris to get to the entrance of a main tomb and 2 joint tombs. And one of them was a judge they found, and they found also a lot of figurines and masks.
Where were they?
In Egypt.
Oh, wow.
And other things that the Egyptians used to put in burials. So that's exciting. And they're actually in really good condition for being 3,500 years old and are beautiful and so detailed. The main T-shaped tomb belonged to a city judge named Userhat, and is typical of New Kingdom noblemen's tombs, the finder of the tomb said. So that's amazing. I can't believe that, you know, 3,500 years later, they're still finding these burial
And there are
sites.
also probably so many more that no one even knows about, which is really cool.
I know. It's like, how do we not know about them all yet?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, just more history being uncovered. Aiden wants to play some songs.
I'm gonna play some songs only because I'm gonna start to try to incorporate that from now on, just like a few songs each thing, each show, so people can relate to them, and each week it relates onto one of an issue that either one of us is having or one of our friends having a tough time with a boy right now,
Of course.
obviously. So I'm just gonna play some girl empowerment slash kind of sad, but not really sad. Like they're like powerful songs. So the first one is a throwback to JoJo,
Love her.
and it's Too Little Too Late by JoJo. So enjoy.
The boy don't feel right. What do you expect me to say?
You know it's just too little too late.
You take my hand and you say you've changed. But boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game.
You know it's just too little too late.
So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now.
So that was
Too Little Too Late by JoJo. And now we're going to be playing It Ain't Me by Selena Gomez, which is just such a great song in my opinion. But
this is my favorite song as of the last month.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's kind of just about like not, you know, like saying being with a bad boy isn't all that cool, and you're not going to just wait around for a boy to get better. And if he's not being the person that you need, you're just going to walk away. And that's the healthy thing to do. So we really like this song. And it's also with Selena Gomez, my favorite.
It's great.
So here we go.
Have fun.
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat. Highest floor of the Bowery. And I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night. And I had enough. No, I don't want to know where you've been or where you're going. But I know I won't be home.
Okay, that was It Ain't Me by Selena Gomez. Now we're going to take it a little slower right now. One of my personal favorite songs.
This is a good one.
Take a Bow by Rihanna. It's actually, if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually so much more powerful than you think it is. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, when I was younger, this came out when we were younger.
I know, but I never understood the meaning of it.
I never really got it. I was always like, the song's okay. And now as I'm older, I'm like, ooh, this song is really good.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it. Take a Bow by Rihanna.
Oh, how about a round of applause? Yeah. standing ovation. Ooh, wow, yeah, 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 yeah. You look so dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please, just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. But now
such a good song. Now the last song for this morning is Fight Song by Rachel Platten, which is also a classic. Not really a classic, came out last year. 2 years ago. Oh my god, it's 2017. That's crazy. But yeah, enjoy it. Honestly, when this song came out, I thought it was the best thing ever, and I actually auditioned for my a cappella group here at Lafayette with this song.
Really?
I did. So here we go, Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Starting right now,
and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.
And that concludes our songs for today.
Yay.
But we still have more. Hands even more to another topic.
Yes. So we've talked about on this show conflicts of interest between the Trump family's businesses and their political career, because it's illegal to mix business and politics together, mm-hmm. especially when you're the president. And so something recently came up where... as many people know, the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, met with President Trump and at his home in Mar-a-Lago. And that was a big meeting for the country. And Ivanka Trump had her daughter and son there. And the daughter actually sang a song in Mandarin, which went viral all around China. That was a big deal and was really appreciated. But that same day, China gave Ivanka Trump's business potentially lucrative trademark approvals. So it allowed for a trade to be done with her shoes, bags,
You're fine.
And jewelry, and to be sold to a market of 1.3 billion people, aka the Chinese. So that could be a violation, and there's already been in progress some lawsuits with Trump and his business conflicts. And here is another one that could possibly be added to the list. Interestingly, even though, you know, a lot of companies got rid of Ivanka Trump's clothing, such as Nordstrom, the company saw a 771% increase in sales between last February and this February.
It's a lot.
Yeah, which is insane. So obviously this is doing good things for her fashion line, but it's definitely a little fishy that China accepted that the same day that they all met together. In other news, this was just so ridiculous to me. Victoria's Secret came out with a What is Sexy list. And basically, the list was like, sexiest actress, forever sexy, sexiest entertainer, Sexiest sense of humor, sexiest smile, sexiest cast. So these included Mandy Moore, Nikki Reed, Taylor Swift, Victoria Justice, Vanessa Hutchins, Lady Gaga, Lauren Conrad. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, these are all skinny, pretty white girls.
Yeah.
And there's no diversity on that list. And even though the company has made strides in creating diversity with their models and different sizes in their clothing, they have not done well with, this list is just so obviously, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, one person tweeted, I've never seen a brand sabotage itself so gleefully, which I thought was funny. So, yeah.
Wow.
Big issue there. So, we are getting to the 10th anniversary of iPhones. And this fall, Apple is coming out with 3 new models. And one of them is going to look like the Samsung Galaxy S8 in a way that
digital touch, isn't it?
The little touch thing.
It's your fingerprint.
The house pad is now going to be actually on the screen, so that's going to be able to and so the screen is going to actually take up most of the phone front, and they're doing curved boundaries of the phone, and of course the, like every other model, the camera is going to get better, which amazes me every time because the camera is already so amazing on the iPhone. So that'll be exciting, and I'm sure we'll sell out quickly, and everyone will have to wait a month or two for the supply to meet the demand, and we'll see how that goes. But you know, for the past few models, the iPhone has looked pretty similar, just with many changes, and now they're actually once again changing the look of the phone.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal because the iPhone does make up 2/3 of Apple sales and often leads to people buying into more things like the Apple Watch.
It's crazy. Wow.
So then I thought we would read our horoscopes for this week.
It's a good idea.
So mine, I'm a Taurus. It's coming up. And I haven't read this yet, so. It will take a few weeks to sort out your appearance. The wheels are turning, but they will also spin backwards and forwards. So if you expect that now through May 21st as a time of disjointedness, you could save yourself a lot of stress. A classic example would be the shoes which don't arrive or have the wrong size. We have a stellium in Taurus, too, so there is unusual focus on you and all that you represent to other people. Being concerned with this is not narcissism. It's just a common sense. At no other time in 2017 does the outcome matter quite so much. You may want to keep the conversation up in the air like a ping pong ball, so you can bat the discussion back and forth until you are past your birthday. I have actually no idea what that means.
Yeah, I don't think there's... See, like, the one... I get one every morning sent to my email. Like, the Cosmo ones are kind of confusing.
Yeah, this is from Cosmo. Actually, it's Cosmo Australia, so maybe they've got something up in Australia that...
Let me do the one I got this morning. For me, these are, like, pretty... Not accurate, but, like, they're English. Staying indoors might not be the best thing today, Cancer. You might feel vague muscular aches and pains for which you can't find any reason. Yes, I have to write more of my paper after this, so that's probably why. They could be the result of inactivity rather than any dysfunction. Get outside and go for a walk or jog in the park. This will get the endorphins going and wipe away the memory of how you felt earlier. Have fun. Basically told me to work out tonight. After I finish my paper.
That's a good idea.
If I finish it.
Maybe I'll go with you.
If you want. Up to you.
Okay, the other thing that I had, this is a little complicated to understand, but basically there's this H-1B program, and it's a tech visa, which allows for people from other countries, 85,000 to be exact, per year, to come into the United States to fill positions that Americans aren't able to. So this can go from architects, professors, fashion models, but what a lot of the positions are filled up by is actually the top three positions are computer system analysis, application software developers, and computer programmers. And so usually these people are paid $60,000 a year. They will accept that payment. And meanwhile, for Americans with the same jobs, they usually expect at least $100,000.
Yeah.
So that's why it is, you know, it's attractive for these tech companies to take in these foreigners over Americans. So Trump is saying, I want this policy to be relooked at. So that companies are either more or the same, have the same attractiveness to hiring Americans over foreigners. And so some of the ways they're doing that is by forcing the companies to pay these workers at least $100,000. Another way, some people are even saying more. Another thing they're doing is have the Labor Department have more power to investigate and sanction H-1B abuses and to make sure that the best and brightest foreign students are getting this, especially those that are studying in the U.S. right now. So we'll see. I think this is kind of interesting, and there's definitely a point to it. You know, they just want to make sure that we are not constantly giving our jobs away. And this goes with Donald Trump's plan of putting America first. So we'll see where that goes and what's passed on that in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have one more really sad story.
What happened?
Todd Heap, who was on the Baltimore Ravens, was backing out in his truck.
Oh, I heard about this.
And, well, he was also on Arizona Cardinals. And he accidentally hit and killed his 3-year-old daughter, which is just so sad. And it happened in his driveway. They, of course, called the hospital, and that's where she later died. The ambulance. And, you know, this was obviously not on purpose, and they are extremely saddened by it. And I could not imagine that happening. So prayers go out to their family.
This happened before I was born with my friend's older sister, but her grandma was visiting, and her older sister was 3 and was in the driveway, and the grandma ran her over by accident, and their family doesn't speak to their grandma anymore. It's really bad, yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Happened in Ridgewood.
Which, crazy. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so sad.
I know. Anything else, Han?
No, that's all I've got for today.
Okay. It's 11:50. Wow. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to our voices and to our songs. We'll be back next Wednesday for our second to last show of our sophomore year. I feel like we just started the show, which is actually crazy. And it's even crazier that in the fall we're only doing it one semester because Hannah and I will be abroad in the spring. Mm-hmm. So absolutely crazy, but yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, and tune in next Wednesday at 11. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison,
and I'm Hannah Darty,
and you just listened to You've Got Issues. Bye, everyone.
Bye.